When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, visit BetterHelp.com/stuff today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stuff.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. Short stuff, I should say. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. There's Jerry. Let's get to it.
And they're off with another shorty.
So, we're about to talk about something I had no idea about previous to this.
Yeah, and this one has a couple of layers that are super interesting to me.
It is an onion for sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to dive into the history of a guy named William Rufus Devane King. And he was an early senator. Mm-hmm. He was a diplomat for the United States. I think he was a congressman first. Mm-hmm. Then he was a diplomat, and mm-hmm. then he was a senator for like 29 years or something like that. And then eventually he became vice president. And the way that he apparently progressed through the ranks in the Democratic Party was by being pretty middle of the road, vanilla, mediocre.
Yeah, and I interpreted that as also he was a good guy that, you know, he wasn't one of these blustery blowhards mm-hmm. of the day. Mm-hmm. He was an attorney first, of course, probably like most of these dudes were and still are.
Right.
And he was described as various things, tall, prim, wig-topped mediocrity. But other things that they said were like he wanted people to address each other with decorum. And whenever people were arguing, he was known to come in and kind of try and reconcile things. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like this guy's style, the more I read about him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, you know? I think to be middle of the road at this time was actually kind of a badge of honor.
Oh, interesting.
This is during the lead up to the Civil War.
Sure.
So the country is not getting along very well, right?
Yeah.
So he started out again in Congress. And then he went on to serve as diplomat to Russia and then Naples, the Kingdom of Naples, no less.
Yeah, and in France at one point, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And then by 1818, he returned to the U.S., and he said, I'm going to find my fortunes way out west. So he went to Alabama, which was way out west at the time.
Yeah.
And he was born the son of a plantation owner, and he became a plantation owner there. He owned 500 slaves, became one of the largest slaveholders in this newly formed state. And he named his estate Chestnut Hill. And from there, that's where he became the senator for 29 years. He was a senator from Alabama for 29 years and actually was instrumental in, ironically, naming the town of Selma.
Oh, wow.
Did you see that?
No.
So there was a book of poems about called like Songs of Selma. That he loved. And when they were naming the county seat of the county where his plantation was, he was basically instrumental in getting it named Selma, the city of Selma, Alabama.
Yeah, so he would eventually go on through the Democratic Party at the time to be vice president, to be a presidential running mate to hopeful Franklin Pierce. Mm-hmm. And this is where things get a little bit interesting because many historians, and it says some, but I did some research on this, and most historians now look back and say President James Buchanan was clearly a gay man.
Right.
And it's interesting to think about our past being a little more open to that. Mm-hmm. But there's a guy that wrote a book, Jim Lowen, called Lies My Teacher Told Me, Everything Your American History Teacher Got Wrong. And he clearly states that James Buchanan was gay. And not only that, it was not a big secret. And America was actually a little more open to that kind of thing and permissive of that kind of thing back then.
Right, right. It wasn't like his career, his political career wasn't ruined. It wasn't like blackmail held against him. And that just so goes against what most people think of with history, that it's like an arrow that progresses ever forward. And that by default then, like the time we live in must be more tolerant and more progressive than, you know, 100-something years ago, 150 years ago. And that's just not the case. And this is a good example of that.
Yeah. So he calls it, this author says that the idea that we started great and just got greater and greater, chronological ethnocentrism, which is a fancy way of saying what you just said, which is in the 19th century, it was okay, at least, to, you know, I mean, he got elected president.
Yeah, and speaking of fancy, one of the examples that they point to is that this was an open secret or just known around D.C. is that Andrew Jackson had a nickname for James Buchanan and William King, Miss Nancy and Aunt Fancy.
Yeah, because here's the deal. Buchanan never married. He and King lived together and spent a lot of time together, and that was basically sort of known around town that that was the deal. When Buchanan died, he had all of his correspondences burned upon his death,
right?
Which is sort of a weird thing to do. But a few of the letters did survive, and one of them from 1844, addressed to a Mrs. Roosevelt, said, when King moved to Paris to be ambassador to France, he said, "I am now solitary and alone, having no companion in the house with me. I have gone wooing to several gentlemen, but have not succeeded with any of them."
Tough to take that the wrong way.
It is. I mean, of course, we're saying, you know, it's pretty clear now, but, you know, who knows? They might make the argument in this article it could have just been close male friends. But I think most people kind of agree now that James Buchanan was our first gay president.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, of course.
And then that same letter, Chuck, that you just read a quote from, goes on to say that if this keeps up, he may very well just marry an old maid who can cook and care for him and won't expect ardent romance from him.
Yeah.
In return. So, yeah, there's just the evidence is that what little evidence there is certainly points to this. And the idea that, as this article puts it, that this is just like a bromance or something.
Yeah.
That seems pretty thin. All signs point to him being gay. But also in defense of this article on How Stuff Works, they say that that had zero bearing whatsoever on his political aptitude. It was just an interesting fact of history that kind of makes us examine our own times a little more.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing. I don't know much about the 19th century, but I do know that gay men existed and bromances did not.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a stupid modern conceit.
Yeah. And I think what you just said is a t-shirt too, a long t-shirt, maybe front and back.
A sleep shirt.
There you go.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back to let you know why we titled this one, How King Actually Took His Oath of Office in Cuba, right after this.
Hey everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So William King, I want to call him Rufus King so bad because it's William Rufus Devane King, but yeah. That's not what he was called, Josh. Not what he's called. But William King had another claim to fame historically in that he was the only person in the United States history elected to high office who was sworn in off of U.S. soil.
Yeah.
And that was the way that it happened is it's interesting, but it's not anything that William King wanted.
No, he got tuberculosis, got very sick. And from the time of his election in November 1852 as Pierce's vice president to when he would eventually take office in March of 1853, this was sort of the time when they were like, go to a good, hot, warm climate because that will help you out, which is, you know, it probably does help along, but it's not a cure-all, you know?
Yeah, the muggy air of Cuba will really clear out your tuberculosis. it doesn't seem right to me. You know?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about the humidity.
But that's where he went. He went down to Havana to restore his health between the election and the swearing in. But his health just got worse and worse and worse. And by the time he was to be sworn in, within like a week or so, or I think maybe even more than that, because he wouldn't have been able to make it from Havana to D.C. within a week of that time.
On a boat?
Yeah. But within that time, he realized, like, I'm not going to be able to make it to D.C. I'm still too sick.
Yeah.
The time is too short. I'm just going to have to ask if I can be sworn in down here. And Congress said, you know what? We like you, Will. We think you're great. We give you a lot of BS about you and Buchanan, but we think you're a pretty great person. So, yeah, we're going to pass an act of Congress to make that happen.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. They passed this legislation allowing him to be sworn in Cuba. And on March 24th, 1853, he did just that at an office near Matanzas.
Mm-hmm.
Matanzas?
Matanzas.
That has a little more flair.
Yeah.
And this is a seaport town about 60 miles east of Havana. He was so sick he couldn't even stand up without help. But he repeated the oath. He became our 13th vice president, which is pretty remarkable on Cuban soil. And then after about a month, he was like, I really would kind of like to get back to the U.S., set sail for Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. And imagine this, Chuck. Can't you see like a Cuban sea captain go, you want to go to Alabama? Okay.
I like your Cuban sea captain.
Thank you.
That's great.
I've been working on it all day.
Oh, is that why you're wearing that shirt?
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
Now it all makes sense.
So he set sail and eventually he would die April 18th, the day after he got back to United States soil.
Yeah, he made it back to Chestnut Hill and expired post-haste.
Yeah, and here's something I didn't know. Apparently, you didn't really need a vice president back then because we went 4 years without one.
Well, I don't know if you didn't need one or not, but Franklin Pierce is, in my opinion, the worst president the United States has ever had.
Uh-huh.
He and King were elected because they were so middle of the road and so vanilla and so plain on the, especially on like the slavery issue, that they were elected to try to keep the U.S. from civil war. But they, well, not King, but definitely Pierce laid the groundwork for it.
Yeah.
Almost single-handedly with this terrible administration. So Franklin Pierce is terrible.
Nice.
And I could see him being like, I don't need a vice president. I can screw it all up myself.
I like that. I didn't know about your longstanding Franklin Pierce grudge.
Yeah, it's hot.
You got anything else?
No, that's it. Well, thanks for hanging out with us for this brief time.
Yeah.
While you made it through your bag of carrot sticks on your lunch break. If you want to hang out with us, go to our home on the web, stuffyoushouldknow.com, and look us up. I'm also at RUSeriousClark.com, and we're all over social media. And we'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye.
Are you thirsty?
Well, Richard's rainwater is caught clean before it even hits the ground. Rain is naturally pure, so there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. Richard's rainwater contains no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of still rainwater or the cold pressured bubbles of sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And for a coupon, text STUFF to 251-292-8887 and receive $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater. Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.